Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Racist Grinch. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you like this little video. I found this, and this might be a two-parter, because this video is 23 minutes long, so yeah. Let's have fun with this little dealie. It's called How the Yid Stole Christmas. Goy talk. Goy! Fuck the Jews, right? Just an opinion, but, you know. These motherfuckers are racist as fuck, but it's okay for them to be racist. But if you are a racist, no. Especially the white boys. You can't be especially racist because of Jews. Well, maybe you guys should stop being pussies and just say, fuck you, Jews. Just an opinion, of course, but let's watch the show. Hey, this shit looks pretty good, except the mouth part. I don't really care for the way how they do the mouths, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. I would've used some fucking AI stuff right there, but whatever, right? Let's continue.
Every who in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Yid who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Yid hated Christmas and the Aryan Whos, and their holiday cheer was an affront to the Jews. Perhaps his kippah was fastened too tight around the greasy bald spot of this ugly green kike. But I think the reason for his hate most of all was that Yid was a part of a rootless cabal. Staring down from his lair with his rancid Shylock frown at the homogeneous village without a trace of brown. For he knew that the town of Whoville below was happy and joyful and white as the snow.
I just hate those wholesome Whos,
he angrily sneered.
It's time to give their bagels a nice subversive smear. That new Who mayor is a known Shabbosgoy. I must convince him to assist in my devious ploy.
He jumped in his sleigh for his journey to town.
Oh, looky here. Guess who's playing bitch in this story? Look, it's everyone's president, Donald Trump. Yay! Yeah, Donnie D, why don't you fucking do something better instead of sucking Jewish cock and start helping these motherfuckers? You subjugate them. Yes, you're supposed to be an American, but I know you convert to Judaism because you're a bitch. But anyways, let's continue with the story.
Down with his trusty Mutt Blumpf leading him down.
Mush! Mush! What the? Gavol! Spies! They must have been trying to eavesdrop on my plans to steal their holiday. Well, I'm not taking any chances. Direct hit.
Yeah, you're lucky those weenie Whovilles were only Whovilles. Yeah, because if they were Iranians, they'd be throwing missiles right back at your fucking Jewish fucking ass. Anyways, let's continue.
Thanks for coming. Stop by tomorrow for Mazel Tov cocktails. Mush! Mush! Hi there, miss. The name's Yid. The Yid. I'd like to speak with Mayor Kurt, please.
Can you wait 5 minutes? The mayor is taking a personal call.
It was...
Oh shit, look who got reincarnated back as a mayor. Is it too soon? I don't really care either way. I do think that shit was a lot of fucking weirdo fucking shit. And his wife, she is a fine piece of ass, but I don't know, I think she's a Jewish plant. Anyways, let's continue.
Part of the deal, Candace. I'm not sure how much more clear it could have been. We make you the top conservacoon dinduisha in the land, and I get a stab at that nappy jungle goodness between those based Nubian thighs of yours. What? How dare you? Listen, you better think long and hard about your future, Candace. You could be cleaning toilets at PragerU so fast your chicken head'll spin.
Mr. Mayor, there's a furry green gentleman emanating the aroma of evil and onions with a remarkably substantial snoot and a menacing scowl here to see you.
Ah, the Yid. Send him in.
Hi there, Mr. Mayor. How are your Christmas festivities going?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Yid. What brings you to my office today? Another defense funding request from Juville, perhaps?
Oh, nothing of the sort.
You know what? Fuck Juville and fuck everyone that lives there. Right? Just saying.
But I want to close with this. God bless you, son.
After seeing all the atrocious decorations and horrible cheer, I just wanted to point out one thing which is glaringly absent from all this holiday celebration going on in town.
Oh, and what's that?
Diversity! It's the current year, Mayor. Whoville has been living in the past, and will almost certainly have to adapt to the changing times if it wishes to survive. Here's what I had in mind, Mr. Mayor. We can use this Christmas to usher in a whole new era of tolerance and compassion by declaring Whoville open for all who wish to partake in the holiday cheer. Whovillians, Juvillians, and even the cum-guzzling Goovillians should all be...
Well, I got an idea who the other motherfuckers are, but a Goovillian? What the fuck is that? Is that a play on the word gooning? I don't know. Well, let's find out, right? God damn, this fucking Jew looks nasty. Anyways...
You'll go down in WHO history as the mayor who ushered this great town into the new era of love and understanding. After all, it's what Jesus would have done, right?
What?
Gee, in case you haven't noticed, Jesus is a Jew, so yeah. It's kind of funny that there's a lot of Jews in Christianity. Is that a coincidence? Maybe. I don't know, but let's continue.
As long as it's done legally, I see no good reason why the good people of town would or should object. Maybe if these foreigners and shitlickers are treated well enough, they'll decide to stay. Then we can convince them to vote Republican so I could secure this gig for life.
Yeah, don't they do that shit in real life? It's so funny because it's true. Let's continue.
Even more than that to look forward to, Mr. Mayor. I'm so passionate about this noble cause that I'm willing to support it personally with my own savings.
Ooh, what's that?
Open up for me, Charlie. I have something I want to give you. Oh my god!
I feel wonderful. Please, Mr. Yid, I need more. Now.
Hold your horses there, my sweet malleable gooey. Shekels don't grow on trees, you know.
Yeah, you start bribing these motherfuckers and you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah, the money makes the world go round, and yes, friends. If you want these people to do whatever the hell you want, just pay them enough and they'll suck your dick and do all kinds of shit. Oh, yes, don't you like getting your dick sucked? Yeah, it's so fucking fun. Yeah, all these fucking people do all this bullshit, and people say, oh no, they're not taking over the world. Of course they're not taking it over, because they already did. Yes, they own this country.
Anything you need, my viridescent master. Anything. Just say the word, and it will be done. I could start right now. Could I blow you, Mr. Yid? It would be my pleasure.
Oh, it's such rapacious enthusiasm. What I'm after goes beyond mere oral pleasure.
Just say the word. Ass? Is it ass?
You will open your borders to the surrounding villages of Whoville and Goofville. You will appoint me to the top positions in both the Federal Reserve and the Whoville Public School Administration. You will also give me the lead executive position at the Whoville Broadcasting Station, where I will also be allowed to sit in as lead anchor whenever I feel it necessary. Do all of these things, and I promise you a ceaseless flow of treasure into that gargantuan hydrocephalus cranium of yours.
Done and done, my liege.
Yes, friends, how many times do this fucking scenario happen? I bet it happens quite a bit, right? Fucking sellouts. But whatever, right? Let's continue.
You can blow me now, little faggot.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so very much.
Yes, friends, those are some fucking facts, so enjoy!
And so that's why I have invited you good citizens here tonight, to make a very exciting announcement. I believe that Whoville is ready for a Christmas celebration, which will propel us firmly into the 21st century. So, as your beloved mayor, I am happy to inform you all that in a gesture of progressive goodwill, Whoville will be hosting a multitude of guests from the surrounding towns so that they might enjoy all of the delightful trappings of our wonderful holiday celebration. It is a new day, and Whoville must rise and face it with acceptance and tolerance.
And also your schools, media, and entire monetary system will now be run by a grotesque green monster.
Now to introduce a few of our diverse guests.
Oh, check this out. I guess that guy's supposed to be me. Yay! They didn't forget me. Hey, at least I don't go around fucking sucking Jewish dick or anything. So, yeah, let's continue.
Just look at these wonderful people. On the surface, they might appear to be different than you or I. But I assure you that deep down, they're just like us. And have the capacity to enjoy our seasonal festivities as much as any who does. So, any questions, folks?
Little fucking kites! They get ruled by people like me! Little fucking octoroons! My ancestors fucking enslaved those pieces of fucking shit!
First of all, that's not even a question. Second of all, you're a racist anti-Semite, and Whoville is no place for that kind of hateful intolerance.
Gee, that sounds familiar. Don't you remember this song and dance? Yes, that's what they do right now. Oh yeah, fun times indeed.
Democrats, next question.
Mr. Mayor, now I don't have any problems with these different groups of people, but this is a Who holiday meant for us Whos. It should stay that way unless we want it to fundamentally change, which we don't. And plus, don't these people have their own holidays? You don't see us Whos donning dashikis for Ramadan, or painting red dots on our heads to celebrate whatever weird psychedelic horseshit those Whovillians celebrate.
Thank you for coming out tonight, sir, but I must disagree with the notion that Whoville and its seasonal celebrations should be reserved exclusively for Whos alone.
Yes, that white Who citizen is correct. Why are you letting this shit happen? It's because this cocksucker is compromised. Yeah, how many politicians are like this? Yes, friends, we got fucking pieces of shit like that running our country, or countries, we should say, because this happens everywhere in the world. So, what are you gonna do, friends? Well, right now we can't do shit. Just gotta wait, friends, and hopefully, dun 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 dun. Cool stuff happens, but let's continue.
What makes Whoville truly great is that it's a placeholder for timeless ideas, and we must be willing to invite all peoples into our humble village to enjoy the fruits of those great ideas. Whoville is a nation of ideas and immigrants. I cannot stress this enough. Our problems with the other villages are not because they are different than us, but because those places are run by Democrats.
God, they don't even know how to utilize indoor plumbing. They don't belong in this town, sir. How can you do this to Whoville?
How dare you disrespect this man's customs? That kind of xenophobia will not be tolerated in this meeting. Next question.
Sugar sneakin' slaggin'! Mika slaggin' sugar sneakin'!
How dare you, sir? This meeting is over, you bigots.
Mr. Yin, you only live to steal. You're as charming as a tumor, never made an honest deal, Mr. Yin. You're a moldy old bagel with a donkey shit smear. You're a goblin, Mr. Yin. You were born without a soul. Your mind is always scheming. You keep pushing gun control, Mr. Yin. I want to shove you in a boxcar with a 88.5-foot pole. You're a shyster, Mr. Yin. Litigious to your core.
You've converted half our people into groveling shekel whores, Mr. Ying. This time around, the gas chambers will be built correctly, without those wooden doors. You're inhuman, Mr. Yin. You nasty, wasty swine. You reek of shit-filled onions and cheap manna-slivets wine, Mr. Yin. The three words that describe you are as follows, and I quote, "Kike, chill, scum, you're a vile one, Mr. Yid. I wanna fill you with buckshot. Your heart is filled with smegma mixed with the viscous yellow snot, Mr. Yid. Your entire kike being is a dump of ground bursting at the seams with every disgusting and damnable instinct a living thing could possibly possess. Twisted and deformed, entangled up knots."
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Well, I'll put part two either later tonight or tomorrow morning. Yeah, hopefully I got time. Hopefully work doesn't take me too long. But yeah, that was pretty fun. So yes, let's do part two of this fucking Yid douchebag, right? Well, you guys take care and I'll see you later. Goodbye.
It's going bad.
Danielle Grant is starving.
I know, I'm trying to see if I can get some food. Because we literally don't have anything to eat today or tomorrow. So I'm going to try to make ends meet and we can.
Desperate for food, nowhere to go, Grant and many others got to the Hope Line today just to make an appointment to come back later in the week for food. Resources are slim, leaving 40% of Bronxites without money to feed themselves. Some still in shock.
You heard things before, but it's like, they're not going to let people starve. That's ridiculous, you know, but it's like, no, that's literally like what's happening.